following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Two words, conform or transform. Many of us tend to conform to this world, conform to our culture, conform to our circumstances. But God says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed. And that is the word that really I would like to share with all of you. Transformation comes by the fixing of our eyes in the person of Jesus Christ. As we follow him, we will never be the same. Never, never, never. And that's really the story that all of us as Christians can tell. The whole world, people need to hear the proclamation and then see the demonstration. Because sometimes talk, it's cheap, they say. But to understand the power of his word that comes alive, the rhema word, that's what makes the difference. Within the Jesus movement, I experienced the power of love by the power of his word and the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit that comes upon us, the Holy Spirit that lives in us. The Holy Spirit is always with us, never leave us. So it is a joy to hear everyone's testimony through their songs, their music, your life story. And that it is always an important fact to recognize that experience and the abundance of a Christian life doesn't have to measure by the longevity as far as you're old or you're young, but rather in the actual true experience of meeting God, having that encounter with God, and walking with it on a daily basis. It's not just a temporal experience, but it's a lifelong experience to walk with God, to fall in love with him. The more we know him, the more we love him. And the more we love him, the more we want to follow him and serve him and be faithful to him. Faithful. That's the word I would like to start with. What is faith? Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 tells us is the essence of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So for us to understand that faith is not logical. Faith is not something that you can buy or even ask for, but rather faith is given to us as a gift and then is developed. As the Bible says, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And when we talk about being young and having dreams and visions and desires and plans, the question should we always ask, what is your vision as far as what God is revealing to you? What do you want to do? I hear a young entrepreneurs having a big vision as to wanting to do this, wanting to go there, wanting to experience this, and many more things. Well, there's no limit. The sky is the limit, they say. But more than that, just whatever God's will for our lives is, but he wants us to experience it in a supernatural way. So when we talk about faith, why is it so important? What is it? What is so important about faith? Faith, talking about a solid foundation, talks about what is true, talks about the establishment of an emotional mindset, spiritual reality in our lives that allows us to live in certainty, in the world full of uncertainties, to be rooted and grounded in the truth, who Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So it is the person. It is the person of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. So for us to be filled with faith means that we are completely surrendered to God, to his will, to his purpose, and to his love in our heart, having that confidence, not in us, having that dependence, not on the circumstances, but having our confidence in God and having our full dependence on him. That should be our foundation of our faith. And it's about who God is. And as we just choose to fall at his feet and say, Lord, here I am. Use this vessel for your glory and your honor. Everything for the glory of God. Interesting. The Hebrew word for faith, I'm going to spell it, is E-M-U-N-A. Emunem. And the root word is emun, E-M-U-N, which equals us to amen, amen, A-W-men. The more faith you have, the more steadfast and steady you become. It's something that I will smile at because I know that my God is able. My God, your God, our God is able to do exceedingly above all we can ask or think, meaning imagination. We were made at the image of God. And therefore, God has given us that gift to be able to imagine, to be able to know that there is no limitations for God. The more faith you have, the more steadfast and steady you become, the stronger you become. Forward. I want to go higher. I want to go to the next level. And I am able because God is going to make me able. It's not about anything that we try to do on our own. It's by surrendering our life to Him. Faith is the evidence of things hoped for. Evidence is the security, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The more faith you have, the more steadfast. One important way to remember each other to steadfast is to steady on. Keep going, keep moving, steady on. Don't deviate to the right or to the left. Stay the course, stay the course. Very important. It's not how you start, it's how you finish. In the book of Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 22 and 23 says, "The Lord is loving kindness, indeed, never cease, for His compassion never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." And here's the Hebrew word that I mentioned, Emmanuel, E-M-U-N-A-H. And interesting, because as we realize the word Amani, removing the E, the root word is Amen. A-W-men, or faith. The word faith is amen. So amen gives us our word, amen. In Spanish, amen, amen. To agree or to say yes, so be it, surely, secure. When God says amen, means it will be done. When we say amen at the end of our prayer, means so be it. Let God's will be done and determined. In Psalms 41, verse 13 says, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen." Oh, God's faithfulness will make it become, will make it be. Yes, because God is good and God is faithful. I would like to leave you with some encouraging words today. Believe God for miracles. We serve a God of miracles. And as you enlarge your prayer circles, pray with people, pray for people, have people pray for you. Don't be shy about it. You have a lion in your heart that is ready to roar, and go ahead and praise the Lord Jesus Christ with everything that you say, your perspective, your attitude, your actions, because God is at work in our life. It's important to learn to die to ourselves. Jesus said, "Whoever wants to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me." We need to learn to die at the altar of logic. We want to make logic of everything. And God says, "Hey, look at the scripture. Look at the miracles in the desert. Look in the wilderness. Look at the New Testament in the book of Acts. Look at the Christians today. Those who are able to believe and dare to do that which God is calling them to do, not depending on circumstances or our human resources, but God said it. I believe it. That settles it." Honoring God. Raw dependence on Him. Raw dependence on Him. Faith is willingness to look foolish to the eyes of the people. But I don't care what people may think. I care about what God is going to say. Did I obey? Did I follow His instructions? Obedience is a big word throughout the scriptures. You see those men and women of God whom God used? That's the common denominator. They were obedient. They obeyed what God said. They did what God told them to do. What an epic miracles that we read in the wilderness, as well as in the beginning of the church age. But today, God wants to do miracles as well. So many biblical examples that results in speaking as to what people may not understand. But you don't have to try to make people understand, because even God says, "Don't try to understand me. My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor my ways your ways." but his word will never come back void. So let us step out of the boat, like Jesus challenged the apostle Peter. Pray big. Pray big. If you're going to pray, pray big. Pray hard. Don't give up. Cry out. Supplications, petitions, thanksgiving, adoration, prostrated before God. God's will and God's way is what we need to seek with all of our hearts. In Luke chapter 6, talks about pleading and the greatest time that you can ever have in your relationship with God, in that encounter with God, is to pray. And as you pray, you see the impossibilities become a reality. But let's remember that persistent widow that Jesus spoke about. Again, the circle maker, the circle, the promise. Desperate measures bring about desperate response, because there's bold prayers that need to happen. Oh, yes, you look out throughout the scriptures, those who prayed with boldness, with faith, with humility, persistent effort. You must value that which God has given you, a talent, a gift, an opportunity, an open door. Don't neglect the gift that has been given to you. Fan the fire that God has poured into your life. And we need to continue to persevere. Don't lose vision. Don't lose faith. Reactivate your faith. God is building you up, making you stronger, helping you to become more and more efficient in what God has for you. Because God wants us to live by faith. And the actual truth is that the scripture tells us that those who will live a godly life will suffer persecution. And if Christ our Lord suffers so much, what do we expect being followers of Jesus? But the more we suffer, the school of suffering brings us to that place of oneness with the Lord. Paul the Apostle said, that which used to be a great gain to me now, I consider it but nothing of any value. Why? So that I may know him. And I may have fellowship with his sufferings and experience the power of his resurrection. Three things why you must reevaluate your life and what is important to you. Paul says, that which used to value a lot to me is not of value anymore. Why? I want to know him. I want to experience the power, the resurrected power of God in my life. And also, I want to be in fellowship with the sufferings of Christ. Suffering purifies. That longing and that waiting period. Worship him while you wait. Believe and continue to believe and pray while you wait. The answer will come. Do not lose heart. Don't stop praying. Step of faith into that world of unprecedented trials. Blessed is the man who is not offended by what happens to him. A fresh encounter with a loving God in light of his resurrection. Remember the empty tomb. Remember the empty tomb. Remember what transcends from that. Because he lives, we shall see tomorrow. So I am not whom I used to be, and I'm not who I'm going to be. And the same goes for you. Let us continue to move forward, to go higher, to have faith upon faith, and to believe and to believe and to believe more and more, because God is faithful and he will never fail. His mercies endure forever. We need to pray. So hold on to your hope, even now, even in a greater way, and allow God to move in your heart. Finally, in 1 John, John the Apostle said that these things I have written to you that your joy may be complete. And that is so powerful. As you have that encounter with the Lord, then your joy, the communion with God the Father in the Lord Jesus Christ and with one another brings joy, that joy of fellowship. But then also in chapter 2 says, these things I have written to you that you may not sin. But for anyone who has sinned, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ. So it is a relationship with God that gives us joy, that is full and complete. It is the fellowship of God that gives us, through faith, the power to overcome sin. And finally, in chapter 5, verse 13, John writes saying, these things I have written to you that you who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ may know that you have eternal life and that you will continue to believe in him. So may the Lord richly bless you. and fill your heart with faith, with love, with a sense of anticipation for all the things that He has for you. May the Lord richly bless you.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that I